Aha. This is Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel's podcast.
These two Indonesian pilots fell asleep for 30 minutes, both of them mid-flight.
Both of them?
The flight was travelling from southeast. I'm not even going to try and say the place because I don't want to butcher it. They were going to Jakarta, and the pilot and co-pilot were simultaneously asleep for 28 minutes.
Too long.
I saw this story, but I thought it must have been just one pilot, not both of them.
Both of them. The aircraft veered off the flight path. 153 passengers were on board unharmed, but the flight lasted for 2 hours and 35 minutes and they were asleep for half an hour of it.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Gary Barlow mentioned who needs their sleep more than anyone. Singers.
Us singers, guys. We need our sleep.
Yeah.
Us singers.
Amateur singers on the side, or they'd been doing karaoke the night before.
But you don't want both your pilots to fall asleep. That's one of my number one rules of flying.
Yeah, that's big in mine. It's in my top three.
But, like, I would have thought that I get that on a big, long international flight.
Yeah, there's beds.
A long haul, they can pop off to bed.
Well, there's four pilots on a long haul because they take in shifts.
Yeah. It's like the big human centipede.
But these ones just laid back and...
Four pilots. Everyone gets their chance at captain. James. Oh, you're the co-pilot today. Your breath stinks. Oh, yeah. Hello, James. Where'd you fall asleep?
Hi, James.
Hey guys, I went to see Les Mis in London and could not keep my eyes open.
Yeah, no, I'm with you, mate.
James, how dare you?
No, it is a very long show.
One.
I dreamed a dream in time gone by.
I get it when Cosette's on, she's a bit boring.
I fell asleep at the Moulin Rouge, at the actual Moulin
Rouge. The actual Moulin Rouge, and they got their bajunkas out and everything.
I know, but I jet lag just really got me.
I fell asleep. I came back from overseas and saw Coldplay at the old Sydney Entertainment Centre, and I'm not joking, out.
No, you didn't.
In my seat. Out.
No, and you never go to sleep.
No, this was ages ago.
And wouldn't that be so loud?
Oh, yeah, but it was like kind of soothing, I guess. It's music that you didn't need your eyes to be open for, if you know what I mean.
Right,
because Chris with all his badges was singing at you.
This was even pre-badges. This is when they had good stuff.
Hey, they do have good stuff.
Erin, where'd you fall asleep?
Hi, Erin.
Hi. I fell asleep 10 minutes into The Greatest Showman at the Moonlight Cinema.
Oh, another one I love.
I love that movie.
So relaxing, though.
I know.
Oh, you not much happens have to be crying.
No. Greatest Showman.
No, not really.
It's amazing.
No, I love it. I love it. It's one of my faves, but not much happens. The theatre burns down and then they rebuild it.
Spoiler, I was going to watch that tonight.
Oh, you've seen it a million times.
Ricky Lee, Tim and Joel.
Let's go.
On Nova.